Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
251108010036 1986.
Okay, give me just a moment here while I pull up your file. Let's see. Is this little Care Bears learning in childcare?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Let me see what I got here. Just a moment. What is your name, sir?
My name is Cedric McDonald.
Cedric McDonald?
How did you guys get my information?
I'll tell you right now. Got to enter this really quick. What's the best number to reach at in case we get disconnected?
813-508-9025.
9025, okay. I'll tell you right now. Just a sec.
Okay.
Looks like you might have done some financing with one of our partners a couple years ago. It was for some working capital. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Not really, but...
It would have been for the business. It looks like October of 2014. It looks like it was a UCC filing. Basically, anytime you take a business loan, there's a record that's called a UCC filing. And whenever there's a lender like in our network that files one, it kind of shows up in our database. And then we do different marketing campaigns to reach out to different businesses that we would like to work with. And it's also based on your D&B credit profile. So it just shows good signs that people that you know are likely going to be creditworthy. So that we try to reach out to see like kind of where we can help out. Let me just confirm some of the information I have on file here, and I'll be happy to kind of like lead you in the right direction and see what you're looking to do, and I'll be happy to assist you. So I have 4205 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, 33603. Is that all up to date?
That's correct.
Okay. And then let's see here. Do you guys have a website?
It's www.littlecarebears.com. It's still being built, but if you go there, it's going to default you back to most of my traffic, which is Facebook. So I have it pointed to Facebook, but that's the website.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of in the process of building it, you said?
Yeah, but the domain is active, so.
Okay, cool. So you already own the domain and everything. Okay. What about an email address? What's the best email address to reach you at, Cedric?
Cedric at littlecarebears.com.
Cedric at littlecarebears. Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship? Are you incorporated?
I'm an S corporation.
S corp. Okay, perfect. Okay. And Cedric, how long have you guys been in business?
4 or 5 years.
5 years? Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
I am.
Okay. Okay, cool. So yeah, we have a lot of programs available, just kind of depending on what your specific needs are. If you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I can point in the right direction.
Right now I just need some more working capital.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
Like maybe 100,000.
100K? Okay. And how soon are you looking to get the funds in place?
As soon as possible. I have an appointment to go with Synovus Bank. I've been working with them. So I don't know if this is going to, like, you know, be in the way of that. I mean, all of you guys are pulling my Dun & Brad, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But as soon as possible, I'll answer your question.
Yeah, for sure. The Dun & Bradstreet, so that's not actually pulling your personal credit. It's just sort of like a superficial look at your business. It has nothing to do. Okay, cool. Just wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, we haven't like pulled credit or anything like that. But yeah, no, whenever you're applying for a loan, it is pretty normal to kind of shop around because you obviously want to make sure that you want to get the best rate, and most banks and lenders, you know, are going to understand that. So unless you have like 100 inquiries, it's not really going to make a difference.
Right.
So what are you going to be using it for, Cedric?
Expansion. I want to expand the business and then just working capital to hire new employees and stuff like that.
Nice. So are you like moving to a new building, like a bigger building, or you're kind of just expanding the building have, or?
Well, there's it's one building, it's a plaza, and then there was a church next door, but the church just moved out. So there's like maybe 2,000 square feet or 2,500 square feet that I want to move over into.
Okay, cool. Are you going to move completely, or are you just kind of like, are you going to keep your original space?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, like cut a hole in the wall and just expand it.
Nice. Very cool. And what's this going to do for you? Is this going to allow you to, you know, to build a business, increase cash flows, or what's it going to do exactly?
Well, just build a business and accept more children because I'm in capacity right now.
Gotcha. How many children do you guys have right now?
50. I have 64, but I'm licensed to have 67, but it's called wrapping, and I wrap about 64, 65.
Okay.
And then with the expansion, it'll be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, with the expansion, it'll be about 120, 130.
Nice. So this will basically double your revenue, kind of, would you say?
Right.
Okay. What are you currently doing in gross revenue?
Probably 250, something like that, annual.
Okay. Is that what you guys did last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you kind of trending to do about the same this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But with this expansion, though, you'd be able to do probably closer to 500, it sounds like, because you're going to be doubling the amount of kids you have, pretty much.
Right. I mean, if you use that forecast,
yeah. Yeah. Optimistic, right? Like, best-case scenario, sort of.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Do you have other families that kind of reach out to you, that ask if you have room? Like, is the demand for your business there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Cool, cool. Yeah, my grandma used to run a daycare when I was little. She actually quit her day job and started a daycare when I was born. And then she ended up watching, like, my cousins and the neighbor's kids. And before you knew it, she had, like, 15 kids in the house.
Oh, wow.
It's a good business, though. It's profitable. It was a big house, though. It wasn't, like, a little house. But.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have it. Yeah,
I know. It's a necessity.
Yeah.
Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
No, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So the working capital loan that you did before, who did you use? Do you remember the lender, the company name?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's paid off and...
It was a long time ago, yeah. It's over 2 years ago. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been considering doing these expansions?
Probably for the last maybe 2 months now.
2 months, okay.
Yeah, they just moved out, so.
Gotcha. So you kind of saw the opportunity there, and you said, "Why not?"
Right.
Okay. So let me ask you this: how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I would say good.
It's good. Any idea of the score roughly?
Everything probably above 650.
Okay, cool. So slightly above 650. Okay. Have you gone to your local bank already for your financing needs, or have you got any like feedback from them?
Say that again?
Have you gone to your local bank for your financing needs for your business, and have you got any feedback from them? Like, do you have like a line of credit with them for your business, for example?
No, well, like I told you in the beginning, I'm working with Synovus Bank, and we're working on a line of credit right now.
Gotcha, okay.
I got this thing in the mail, so I just figured I'd call.
Yeah, to see what kind of options you have. So when did you inquire with your bank about the line of credit?
On the 18th, I think it was, of last month. 18th.
Gotcha, and have they given you any feedback yet?
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't followed up with her yet.
Gotcha.
I've been really busy.
Gotcha. What's the amount that you requested from them?
I think it was like 75 or 100, one of them.
Okay, cool. Let's see here.
How is all of that relevant, though? Just help me out.
Oh, I'm just curious to see if you have any other approvals. We have a match or beat policy, so if they already had an approval for you, I wanted to see if we can try to just beat it, so that way we kind of, like, know what we're working with. Yeah, you know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
no, that's all. Yeah, and then also when...
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And then also when we pull your credit, sometimes the recent inquiries are kind of relevant to your file, so we'll kind of ask you about those. So if I know ahead of time that you had recent inquiries, I can kind of justify it. And I'll just tell him that, like, hey, you know, he's shopping around. He's a smart guy. He wants to make sure he gets the best rate. So
Right.
Okay. So let's see. So you're looking for 100K. If we can't get you the full 100K, what's the minimum amount that you think will help you?
Probably 50 the minimum is the minimum, because I have to do a lot of stuff.
50 minimum. Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so if we can't get you the full 100K, what I want to try to do is get you a program that has renewable options, meaning, you know, halfway through your term, we can kind of look at renewal options and see if we can get you some more cash with a longer term, cheaper rate. Once you, like, build a relationship with us, it opens up a lot of doors, and we're able to do more once we're kind of familiar with your business and, you know, that you, we know that you make payments on time and different things like that. So I kind of want to just kind of explore that option. If we can't get you that full 100K, maybe see if we can get you 50K now and 50K later or something like that, you know?
Right.
So just to tell you a little bit about the process, we work pretty quickly. It's typically about a 24-hour turnaround time once we receive the application info. So it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, because these loans are based on the cash flow of your business, right? They're not really as much based on your personal credit. These are based on your cash flows. So we do sort of a cash flow analysis of the last 6 months of your bank statement cash flows. And then we look at your 2015 tax return. Did you say you've already filed for your 2015 taxes?
I already did, yeah.
You did? Okay, cool. Cool. And then once we have all that stuff in, like I said, typically it's about a 24-hour turnaround time. Do you have, like, a term that you're looking for? Are you looking for, like, shorter term or the longest term possible to kind of spread out the payments a little better? Or what would work best for you, like, ideally?
Probably a longer term.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, too. Alrighty. All right. And then do you have, are you budgeting for payments? Like, do you have an idea of what you're kind of trying to shoot for payments?
I don't know. It just depends on the terms and the rate. I know
the rate, of course, like the cost and everything. So what I want to do is just to preview for the longest term possible with a maximum amount. And then we can kind of work backwards if you did want to take something shorter to kind of save on interest. Because obviously the longer you borrow it, the more interest you're going to pay. So we'll find something that's kind of like in the middle, something that has payments you can handle, but also give you something, you know, with a longer term as well. So let me just double check here. I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Is it easier for you to fax the stuff back to me or email? What do you prefer?
Either one is fine.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to send you the email with the application info. Feel free to get it back to me, you know, as soon as you want. And then as soon as I get it, I'll get it processed for you. And like I said, typically about a day or so turnaround time. I know you're trying to get the funds in place as soon as possible here. So I don't know if you're going to be able to get them back to me today. If you can, I can get it processed and probably have an answer for you by Monday. If not, if you can get it to me over the weekend, I'll process it first thing Monday morning. And then that way we can have some answers for you by Tuesday. And I would say best case scenario, we can have the funds in your account by like Wednesday or Thursday. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me, Cedric, while you got me on the line here?
No, I don't have any other questions. That's pretty much what I needed to know.
Okay, perfect.
You just send me over the email and I get you what you need.
Yes, sir. Will do. Do you want to jot down my direct line in case you need to call my desk directly?
I'm driving and I don't have a pen.
No problem. I'll include my contact info in the email then, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Cedric. You take care, sir. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon here.
All right. Same to you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.